Welcome to Film Friday. I'm David.
大家好，我是Echo.
I'm Brendan.
And we've got a good movie for you this week. You've seen this, right?
I've seen it. Yeah, me too.
Yeah. Love it.
We've all seen it, so we're going to play a clip and we're going to see if you can guess what it is too.
我要实施谋杀, 但我从未见过我要杀的人。
一个相互连接的事态链已经启动, 他将把你带到受害人面前。
我要离开他们。
你如何避开这个人?
你要帮我。
我不能帮你, 没有人能够帮你, 犯罪预测没错。 不过有时候, 不过有时候, 他们的意见, 也是不一致的。
First line is pretty clear, except maybe the very beginning. What do they say?
实施谋杀。
我要实施谋杀。
实施谋杀。
Yeah, so 实施 is like to put a plan into effect.
Yes.
Right? Or to implement a plan. Mm-hmm. And then 谋杀 is...
Something that is bad.
Something that is bad. Something that, this character has been accused of doing.
Yeah.
Mm.
Second line.
一个相互连接的事态链已经启动,它将把你带到受害人面前。你们相互连接的事态链已经启动。
Hmm.
Fourth. I've never heard this before.
Neither do I.
Yeah. But it's, whenever you hear 链, you're talking about a chain.
A kind
literally.
Of a chain of events, I think.
Well, a chain of something, because you'll hear about like the food chain.
食物链,
or the, you know, ecological chain.
生物链,
there's also the 供应链, right? The supply
yeah,
chain.
The supply demand chain.
Yeah. 供应链.
Yeah.
Yeah, so whenever you hear 链, it's a kind of chain.
Yeah.
You have, before that,
一个相互连接的事态链,
the something that connects you to, right? Now
yes.
The line is...
就是你们相互连接的事态链已经启动.
Right, so 你们相互连接 is
the line,
the thing that
connects
you
to
together.
You together. Yeah.
带到受害人面前.
Okay.
No.
受害人.
受害人 is a person who is injured or harmed.
Yeah, and it's just grammatically 受害, right? Receive harm person,
yeah.
Right? 受害人, the victim.
Yep.
避开.
What's the full sentence there?
但你如何避开这个人?
我要离开他们.
你如何避开这个人?
避开 is avoid or dodge
yeah.
or something like that. So 你如何? 如何 is just how, and it's... Very, very common in modern Chinese,
yeah.
But it's actually a classical construction.
Mm-hmm.
如 is like, and 和 is what.
Yeah.
So mm-hmm. Like what, or how.
我不能帮你, 没有人能够帮你, 犯罪预测没错。
犯罪预测。
犯罪预测没错。
Yeah, so 犯罪 is to commit a crime.
Yeah.
Right? It's the 犯, commit 罪, crime,
mm-hmm.
or sin.
Mm-hmm.
预测 is a forecast or a prediction, right?
Mm-hmm.
Really, it's a prediction. Forecast
yeah.
would be like 预报.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we hear, you hear things like 预言 and 预知.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
so prognostication or premonition.
Or prediction.
Yeah, 预 means in advance. So you can also have 预感, right? You have a feeling about
mm-hmm.
something.
还有预习,你要学习的话.
Yeah.
Well, moving on, is there anything else that's tricky here?
I don't think so.
No? Okay, mm-hmm. Let's listen to the clip again.
我要实施谋杀。但我从未见过我要杀的人。一个相互连接的事态链已经启动，它将把你带到受害人面前。我要离开他们。你如何避开这个人？你要帮我。我不能帮你，没有人能够帮你。犯罪预测没错，不过有时候，他们的意见也是不一致的。
So now you should know what movie it is. Brennan, what did you think of the film?
You know, I thought it was a very diverting 4 hours or whatever it was.
It was about 2 hours. But it was, it's on
it,
the longer
it felt
side
long.
Of the
it
action
felt,
film.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I guess, yeah, 2 hours is pretty long for an action film.
Mm.
There are a couple of actors in it that I really like. There's the guy who plays the bad guy because
mm.
he always plays the bad guy.
Yeah.
And he's a very good bad guy.
Yeah.
There's the guy who plays the dude who dies, who's better as the dude who dies than as a leading man,
hmm.
I think.
the guy who's shot by the old guy?
Well, if you're going to give it away.
I'm just curious if you're talking about that guy.
Yeah, but no, yeah, I thought it was okay.
What kind of...
他创意特别新。
What actually kind of interested me watching it again is it's an action film, but it's amazing how much of it is just exposition or dialogue. People will run somewhere and then they'll talk. It's really light on action if you compare it to a lot of the other action films.
They've got a couple of cool car chases, though.
Yeah.
我觉得特别好，因为它创意特别好，我特别喜欢。然后呢，又不像一般的那种，就是 David 刚才说那种动作片，或者是那种那个谋杀的那种片子。我们里面已经有谋杀了，那种片子那样。然后又拍得特别，我觉得特别有智慧。
It rewards,
make people think.
It makes you, parts of it make you think, and then some parts of it filmed as if we don't want to make you think. Do you know what I mean?
Like, well, that's a function of the director.
It's like the director, he's done this before, he's taken really interesting scripts and taken the edges off, you know?
Yeah, he really screwed up my dinner with Andre, I thought.
But the action scenes in that were pretty...
They were...
Few and far between, but when they happened.
You know? I got a soft spot for knife fights.
Ordering the bill.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's our clip for this week. Good luck guessing it. If you think you know what movie this is, Echo, what should we do?
You should write to me at echo@popupchinese.com.
Yeah. If you're right, and we pick you from the legions of correct guesses every week, we'll give you some good Beijing swag. Okay?
Okay.
Great. Enjoy. See you next week.
Bye-bye.
Bye.